The opinions expressed on this radio program by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Emily Pearls Show, Blog Talk Radio, or the Emily Pearls Show's sponsors and affiliates. Free thought is a philosophy, not a policy. And although the Emily Pearls Show program may take stances on individual issues, the show itself remains an entertainment platform.
It's the Emily Pearls Show time. Hit it!
Hello, and welcome to my show. You're listening to The Emily Pearls Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee, where women talk about anything we want to talk about, all right? Our topic today is informative, professional, and sometimes we manage to even have a little fun. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and come on back and talk with me. The show will begin in just a few moments.
Yeah.
right. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Emily Pearl Show live from New York to Memphis. That's right. We're live in Memphis to New York, I guess I should say. Well, listen, thanks so much for tuning in. I know you guys are sitting in front of the tellies, you know, looking at all the new series, the fall lineup. Yeah, they got some good ones, I know. So we just appreciate it if you can't tune in tonight. And I know you want to watch the Marvel Inhumans. I wanted to watch it too. But they're probably short again on Saturday. I don't have one of those things where you record, but you guys do. So, you know, give us some love and go ahead and record your stuff and tune in just for an hour with us on Friday night, every Friday night live, okay? And yes, we want to give a shout out to thank yous, to our radio show host, our co-hostess of the most, Emily Presley. She's absent from the studio tonight. She's kind of taking a football vacation. But I'm not left in the hole alone. I've got, of course, our radio show host, I can't say of the Moses, but I don't know. We'll have to come up with a little slang for him. But I want to bring him into the studio right now, and that would be Douglas Martin. Hello, Douglas, and welcome.
Hello. I'm glad I just came off of mute because I was laughing.
That's okay. You know, our show is a fun show. Sometimes
yeah,
we have
right.
a little fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, we have a little fun.
Even before we're live. You know, and
yeah.
And your expressions are so impromptu, and did nail it. You know, most of the time. They just really nail it. Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, you nailed it. Just one swing of the hammer and you nailed it.
Thank you so much. I tell you, I really appreciate you co-hosting with me. Well, Miss Sybil Marie is out doing her football gigs and what have you, but we keep the show going on, and we do give her props and kudos, though, because you know, she has been with us for 4 years, from the beginning, going into our fourth year. And everybody deserves a little time off except me. I can't ever get time off. But, you know, it's my child, so the mother has sacrificed, you know what I mean? And
well, you know, Bill Cosby came in for Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just don't trust. I don't have a crew like Johnny Carson had to guide people along and then run everything so that all the host has to do is just host. But because I'm
You even come on the air when you were
everything.
Sick. Yeah. Because you haven't missed. You haven't missed. Going on 4 years, you haven't missed.
No. No, we sure haven't. And that's my passion. That's my child. I got to keep raising my child, being faithful and diligent with it until it's fully grown. And then when it gets fully grown, then that's when mama can kind of, you know, take a vacation a couple of times.
You know
year.
What? That's a wonderful analogy right there. I really like that.
Thank you so much. Well, listen, I am so happy. Do you know that I received an email from Academia where my name, Emily Pearls, had been mentioned in 27 academic papers, and 27 people have read it was 22 papers that my name was referenced to. And then there were 27 people that read one of those 22 papers. So I am so honored. And then on top of that, I have been
recognized by our UK fans of China. They have named a dress after me. It's called Emily Pearls, and it has purple pearls. The dress is purple, which stands for royalty. And I'll tell you, I was just blown away when I found that out. I was like, wow. I just posted it on Facebook so you can find it. And so that's my news of what's going on this week, what has happened this week. So what can you give us a weekly update of what's been going on with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, I've been so busy that I've had to turn down a movie role.
No, really?
Yeah, yeah. I turned down a movie role at playing a part of a store manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, playing the part of a store manager, and I had to turn it down. I've got to go with dollars and cents now, and so that's taking priority. And then a regular basis has a lot to do with it too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't let something that's inferior come in and interfere with my schedule, and it doesn't beat the payment on a daily basis or a weekly or monthly basis.
Exactly. I know exactly what you mean because I had to reschedule doctor appointments because I had acting gigs at UT this month. So, as actors and artists, we definitely are in the stage now where we want to make money, or we will sign with projects that we know that the money's coming down the road, you know, those kinds of things. But
right.
Yes, I totally agree. Well, that's what's happening. Us, we just got to update with Memphis. Let's just take a peek and see what's going on outside our New York studio window. Let's see if I can get the sound. Okay. We're looking at rain. No, it's not raining. Times Square is packed. The bus is just let off a crowd. And, and plenty of yellow cabs. You know, New York is known for its yellow cabs. And so, yeah, you guys, our ticket tape is ready now. So please give us a honk and a shout out. And let us know that you still love the Emily Pearls Sarah. Yeah, New York right now is 66, scattered clouds. You know, we got about the same temperature here. It is 7:14 in Memphis and 8:14 in New York. So they're just getting ready to crank up for the party night. And, you know, it's a lot of things going on in Memphis, I think. Isn't it the fair over at Tiger Lane that's starting tonight? Douglas?
Yes, ma'am. Say that again. You broke up on me.
I said, isn't it the fair over at Tiger Lane that's starting tonight in Memphis? We got a lot of things going on in Memphis tonight.
I haven't had a chance to check on the update of that, but from what I understand, you know, that there's probably going to be a concentration of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, so
we
may have, a little low count tonight. May not even have any callers, but, you know, you and I can handle it because they're going to download and listen to what I got to say. This is a hot topic tonight, y'all. We're talking about clicks in Memphis, and I would like to know if you have clicks in your city. And I'm gonna explain what I mean by that in just a little bit. We're gonna go through a commercial break on one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Bad credit can be a thing of the past. We'll fix your credit and get you approved for a new home. All you need is a middle score of 640 for FHA approval, and we know how to get you there. We specialize in getting you approved for home financing. So call the credit doctor now, 901-355-2772. Tell us that you saw it on Facebook to receive quality placement. Call 901-355-2772. The Credit Doctor.
Call in the blog club. I mean, I'm going to have to chat up with them Monday, too. Well, Monday I'm working, so I think I'll get them Tuesday because some got a couple of messages. People said they couldn't get in, and I know for a fact Khalil was not busy, so we're going to see what's going on with that. Plus, I'm having some problem with their Giga app connecting to Facebook. I've been intending, that was the first time I've been intending chat them up about, but I'm going to chat them up on both those issues because my team talkers are, our team talkers are broadcasting next Friday night, and I want to make sure that everybody can get in to encourage our kids along. Isn't that right, Douglas?
Amen. Amen. Absolutely right. You know, and I'll just be so glad when internet radio, the signals become stronger, you know, locally and internationally. I'll just be glad when they,
right,
you know, become stronger. There's so much interference out there, and there's so much competition, you know.
I'm gonna try to see if I can get an 800 number for our show, because that way we could get our international listeners to get our call in on an 800 number.
Great.
I don't think it's...
Great idea. Great idea.
Yeah.
Because I even wanted to start a campaign in Africa, in Uganda, a couple years ago to get people to listen in. And not only can you download the app for the Emily Pearl Show here in the United States, but can you also download it? If you at least have an Android, can you download it if you're listening to the show anywhere else? You know, because we have a large international audience. And
they can download it. It's worldwide. And it's not just for Android. Even if you have Apple phones, any kind of phone you have, you can download the app. For Androids, you just download it from Google Play. And for Apple phones, you download it from the Apple Store. So we're on both of those. We are on the Apple Store and I think that's one reason why our incoming calls into the studio has not been as large as it was last year, because we got our app probably about the middle of last year, and that's when I began to notice that the studio kind of went down, you know, as far as the switchboard, seeing, you know, a lot of light up on the switchboard. But so that way they listen to us on the go, and they can also hear us live on another platform, which is Spreaker.com. Except that I'm always live on the controls from Blog Talk Radio, because we can't take calls on Spreaker, you say. So there are a lot of ways that we listen to. When I Google my name, Emily Pearls, there's a page and a half of Google results. So that lets you know that people, support us. You see what I'm saying? It's not like we're not known. We're known all
right.
over the world. We are, in fact, indeed world famous. But I'm going to look into getting an 800 number, because I believe that internationals, it won't cost them anything to dial the 800 number. I just have to see how much it's going to cost us, if we're in a position. Because when you get an 800 number,
Everything that radio does on a local level,
mm-hmm.
everything they do on a local level, we should be coming into the advancement that cyberspace can do the same thing internationally that local radio has been doing for generations.
Well, I think we can have an 800 number, with the 800 number, we have to pay for those minutes. It doesn't cost the people that's dialing in any money, but we have to pay
mm-hmm.
for it out of our budget, out of the radio show budget, which is right now very low. We'd have to pay for those minutes. So if you're going to have a two-hour show, that's a lot of minutes. You're talking 120 minutes. And if it's 10 cents a minute, then that's $12 a show. You see what I'm saying? So that's the way that is.
Okay, well, Facebook has Messenger, and then there's apps like WhatsApp and IMO, and you can talk to people internationally.
We have a chat
apps, and I was wondering if there any way of linking the show with
companies
like Facebook and IMO, or with Messenger, because I don't even have to buy an international calling card anymore. When I call internationally,
mm-hmm.
All I have to do is I can call my friends all over the world. If they're my Facebook friends, all they have to have is a Messenger app. And I talk to international friends on WhatsApp and IMO and even video chat. And it doesn't cost anything.
I understand. We do have a chat room. And I think what I need to start doing is posting our chat room link. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm posting, come on in our chat room. I'm putting the link on Facebook right now. We are live. And we'll see if anybody comes in. And then,
if we could, put another line in there, and if someone calls through Facebook, like on Messenger, then it's just like if someone's in the studio with you, Emily, or someone's in the studio with me, and even though I'm holding the microphone, they can still broadcast because I can hold the microphone up there to them,
I don't understand that. Go back. What you said?
Okay, let's say, I called one of my friends from another phone. One of my international friends, I called them on Messenger, and
uh-huh.
they answer. I get them on the phone, and then and just like I'm hearing their voice, they can be broadcast live.
Oh yeah, uh huh, true that.
Yeah, and so you know, that would
But that's hot. They won't come through clearly, because, you know, I don't think that you're going to be able to dial your phone and talk on it at the same time.
No, I'm talking about having, because I do have another phone.
I do
have another phone, but I just never thought of doing. I never thought of doing that, but this phone is not good enough quality. I would have to get another phone with a little better quality. It's an Android, but it's old. It's old, but it's actually good to have two or three lines. You know, anyway, especially if you're in business. Need to have two or three lines. So I'm going to take a look at doing that. I'm going to get me another line, and we'll see if we can't start getting some of our fans on the line internationally. And I'll make friends with them. We can make friends with them, and then we can get them linked to Messenger. And then we can call them up.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll work on that. But let's get to our topic so we can get all out of the studio on time. Mm-hmm. I want to definitely get out of here at 8 tonight. Tonight, I want to talk about our city. Unfortunately, did you know on the news they said today that our city is now the number three in the United States stats? Statistics as the most dangerous city in the United States. That's bad.
Oh,
that's not the,
well. It,
that's
it,
not.
I know
that's
it,
not
it
the
fluctuates.
That's
it
not
fluctuates
the
according to population. I know.
That's not.
I tell people, the people I talk to time to time, you know, that have been here a long time, they remember when the community worked together to keep the streets clean. The community of Memphis at one time was voted the cleanest city in America.
Of course.
And at that time also too, people could leave their doors unlocked.
That's true. Because I'm a living.
And so the things have really drastically.
Yeah.
Gone downhill.
But
from
another
there.
Thing, a reason for this is what I want to talk about. And that is we have a different kind of prejudice in Memphis. It's true that we have the race prejudice, but we have a different kind of prejudice in Memphis that has brought Memphis really down to the bottom. And that is cliques. In other words, social clubs. They're not clubs, so that, like we know them, but this is a group of old people.
Yeah, you said that.
A group of old people, both black and white, that have these circles. And these circles, and they make sure that their circles get rich and they shut out everybody else. They do not give back to the community. They will not lend a hand up to help people. If you are not in their circle, they don't try to help you. This is the old society of black lawyers, white lawyers, black doctors, white politicians. And just that those white collar circles and those professional circles of people that went to college together. They were in the sororities together. And so if you're outside of any of those things that they deal with, even to the point of their church, you know, you are zero. You are nobody. And they've taken it to every level of business that there is, including city and county government. And it's all coming out now. They have been getting away with this for years, but it's all coming out now about the corruption. Almost every day you hear on the news here in Memphis about someone being caught. They've been embezzling money. They've been doing this or they've been doing that. And it's been going on for years. But see, people
those people that are getting turned in are becoming the cliques that are more powerful want to stop the cliques that are less powerful from becoming more powerful. And see, that's one of the things that happened here in Memphis is the power structures that were here before Memphis became a bustling metropolis. You know, when Memphis was still a town, they didn't want the added competition, and it even reflected that the city ignored the growth of Memphis and allowed our traffic to bottleneck. It killed a lot of people. You know, instead of spending the money, you know, ahead of time and being proactive, you know, and saying, okay, our city is growing because we're attracting people here, you know, and expand it. But the structures in power, they didn't want to share it. You know, they would rather hold the city down in its growth to maintain their power.
Yeah. Well, they've taken it to everywhere, but it's unfair because it's like a commercial that I saw. And this commercial, they play a commercial about, and they show different faces, different races, different men and women, and say, don't look at me for my color. Don't look at me for my race. Don't look at me for my religion. Don't look at me for my gender. You know, when you look at me for what I can do. And so the so-called elite, and I'm talking black and white here in Memphis, they don't do that. They don't look at you for what you can do. And they're not bothered about what race you are, what color you are, what religion you are. It's just that if you are not up to their standards, you know, if you're not level with them in their pay income or in their social club, it doesn't matter whether you can do something good and whether your work is good and whether your art is good, whether your film is good, whether what, you know, they just gonna keep you shut out. Period, you know.
Yeah, and, well, you know, unions worked against that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so down here in the South, the elites, you know, they lobbied politically to get the right politicians in office, you know, to where they could push the unions out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know,
true.
But there are a few strong unions here in Memphis, and one of them, I don't know if it's the main one or not. It could be. I hadn't researched it yet. But in the field of construction, there are strong unions right here in Memphis.
I'm talking about artistic side of this. You know,
oh yeah,
that's
the worst side.
They
that's
always
the
give
the totally
same people. They always pump up the same people, and they don't give newcomers a chance. But yet they tell
us
lies.
They tell
us we're a lie.
Yeah,
they tell us lie in the media that, you know, they want to help everybody. That's a bunch of crap. They don't award anybody but
the Stax. That died back with the Stax artists. And the Stax record label. When that folded, that's when that died. The talent in Memphis never stopped producing. You know, it's just the opportunity.
It was like that
the
then.
The opportunity came for
even
Dan
with,
Hall.
Even with Stax, it was the same way because all Stax was doing, because I was 15 and 16. I know, I just go down there. And all they did was stole people's music, and they recorded it with their name on it. Isaac Hayes stole some music from one of my family dear friends. Great pianist. I mean, he could really play. He was taught how to play from the music teacher, Booker T. Washington. And he had an original tune, but he did not have it copyrighted. And Isaac Hayes stole it. And it was my fault. It was my fault because Tommy taught it to me. And when I went down there to try to audition, you know, and try to get into the business music industry, I played the song. And Isaac Hayes came up to me and said, "Oh, man, that's different. How does that go again?" And then I didn't know.
Yeah, I love Isaac Hayes. He is so cool. I met Isaac Hayes, and I was a security guard.
I don't think it was cool because he was a thief.
He walked like a penguin. He was walking like a penguin when I saw him, and I was working in the parking garage there across from the old Peabody Mall. You know, and he parked in the garage.
He ended up paying
like a penguin. And I said, "Man, would you come back and see me? Before you leave, I want to get your autograph." You know, I didn't get up there to get his autograph, but he came by and knocked on the door, and he kept his word. But the thing was, when I was watching him walk up the incline there in the parking garage, you know, I'm like, I felt sorry for him. I'm like, oh man, he was coming to a show. I think it was a show. If it wasn't a show, then it was a red carpet event, and he came back and he knocked on the door and stuff. You know, I felt bad that I asked him to come and see me, but that was my chance, you know, because he wasn't in the best health when he was walking, and he still kept his word. He kept his word, and I wasn't nobody. I am, but he didn't look at it like that. I was a stranger to him, and he still came up, came back and chatted with me for a little while, and we really enjoyed each other, you know. And I was like, man, he is so genuine.
Well, he paid for stealing that song. Tommy, I tried to get Tommy for us to sue, and we did go and see an attorney. But because he didn't have it copyrighted, the attorney said it wasn't anything that he could do. And so, but he paid for it because, see, God doesn't like ugly. Because that's one of the Ten Commandments. He broke one of the Ten Commandments with the thou shalt not steal. So over time, in later years, he got sued so much that he got ended up bankrupt. Do you remember that? You don't remember that?
I know. A little bit, yeah. I have to think back on that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You got stuff like that that's going on in every facet of this city in business and industry. You got friends that's going around that's working in these government places that's going around taking poor people's property, especially these seniors that can't hardly keep up with paying their taxes. They're taking their property from them. And then they haven't let their friends sell it. Wait. Let me finish. They have a tax sale of these seniors' property, and then they have their friends to buy it, who they helping for kickback, and then they fix the house up and sell it or rent it, and putting old people at you know, homeless or you know, seriously. And so that stuff like that, that kind of stuff like that is going on, and the majority of the citizens of Memphis don't even know it. Don't even know it, but they are not helping. This is just their friends. This is how they keep getting rich. They keep their friends rich, and they get rich too. And that is, you never heard of stuff like this. This kind of stuff was not going on until Wharton got in office. I'm serious. This kind of stuff didn't start until Wharton got in office and brought all of his circle of friends in there. And they are still there with Strickland in. Some of them left, but Strickland got rid of some, but most of them are still there. And I didn't like that, because when Strickland came in, he should have brought in a whole new staff of everybody, just like Trump did. That's what he should have done. And it hurts me and pains me to my heart, because when I went down to the tax office to pay my taxes, it was nothing but old people down there. Nothing but old people, senior citizens, that's struggling, trying to pay their taxes, and they don't get but $800 or $600 a month, Social Security. And then on top of that, they don't have any kind of program like Nashville does. Nashville has a program that exempts their seniors from having to pay property taxes, especially disabled citizens, senior citizens. Memphis doesn't care anymore. And that started when Wharton took office. And I think that is a crying shame. And the same thing happened like with the veterans. Down at the veterans, it's the veterans administration. Do you remember about this man, the whistleblower? They had him on the news. And he blew the whistle on them, and they did some cleaning up, got rid of some people down there, and he said his life has been threatened, you know.
Yeah, a similar thing happened in Nashville, and really the veterans in Nashville were receiving some of the best treatment. We're like the lead example of the whole state, you know. But unfortunately, people that are hired in these positions to administer and facilitate and implement these programs, if they can stick their hands in the cookie jar, they are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They need to start investigating these people more when you got on your staff. You know what I'm saying? And instead of them doing audits like they're supposed to do every 6 months instead of every 2 or 3 years whenever they want to, they need to do audits every 6 months to make sure that these people that's been down there, that's working for a long time down there, that's got these public names or what have you, the members of these elite social friends groups, are not sticking their fingers in the cookie jar. And then by the time that it comes out, it's like that woman. It's a woman that they just found out last year that she had stole over $600,000 from the government. You saw that? Remember that? And she had been stealing for years. Now, what is the excuse for that not being caught? You see what I'm saying?
The system is going to allow for the elites to have an Aladdin's carpet ride of immunity out of it and let the ones that fall under a certain income bracket, you know, or be the ones that suffer the brunt of the consequences, you know.
Right.
But they'll lobby for the type of laws that they won't broadcast, you know, that will
right.
that protects the elite.
Exactly.
They do it all the time.
Exactly.
They do it all the time, and then and they're using the media to continue to brainwash people.
Exactly.
You know, into getting all caught up in somebody that's jumping up and down because
mm-hmm.
of their raping of our privileges and our constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm. And that's why Trump calls the news fake news. That man know what he's talking about. Because I have
they're making everybody get all caught up in him jumping up and down, and he's jumping up and down, but down. And they're making me trying to get them all upset about him jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But overlook the jumping up and down and see what he's jumping up and down about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm fed up with it. And anything that I see and find out, I'm going to whistleblow it. Let it be known, I will whistleblow on you. You better not let me see you because you are robbing taxpayers. You are mistreating taxpayers. You are disrespecting taxpayers. And you are a thief. Thief of the lowest kind. You want to rob something? Go out there and rob a 7-Eleven like everybody else does. Isn't that right?
Yeah. You know, but the thing is that, see, Emily, cyberspace theft is the easiest. That's the easiest theft to get by with.
Yep.
You have taken the tangible all the way out of the equation and just
mm-hmm.
put it on the monetary through the vehicle
mm-hmm.
of the internet.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that allows
you know,
these people. That
yeah.
That
I mean, so you're asking for a world that was already crime ridden, and then you're going to add that type of technology to it.
Mm-hmm.
You are putting gas on the fire for
mm-hmm.
Lucifer. You're putting gas on the fire for Lucifer.
Mm-hmm. But I check my stuff every day, and when I find one penny missing, I'm calling somebody. Okay. And that's what I want to encourage. I'm getting ready to close the show. I want to encourage everybody. Check your stuff. You might think you're paying something because it was a lady on 2020. She had been paying her mortgages, paying her receipts and everything. And they foreclosed her house. And yeah, she foreclosed her. That's why she was on 2020 because she had to have some help. So you need to make sure that they show you they need to have a system where you can see that they have received that payment, and they need to give you a personal account or something where you can go in there, and once you make your payment, if you send it by mail, you need to be able to go in there and see that it has been posted to your account. You need to be going over there and see. You know, if you pay it online, you need to check that. Don't just assume that it's there just because you got a confirmation. You need to go back and look again a few days later. And if you don't see it after 10 days, you need to get on the phone and call somebody. And make sure that you keep your confirmations when you pay stuff online. Write that confirmation number down. And if you send something by mail. Make sure that if you get a money order, you take a picture of that money order.
I pay my light bill with money order. I don't even
If I can get by with easy
internet transaction, if I can get by with not doing it, it's got to be a dire emergency for me to use an internet transaction for it to pay a bill.
Yeah,
because
once it gets
on your handheld device, even your handheld device, not just your iPhone or your iPad or your laptop or your PC Mac, they can steal it. It can get stolen. And so even when I do, I use a dummy account. You know, where I pay my bills with it. And that's
right.
All I do with it. And that's the only thing the internet gets out of me is my dummy account.
Well, when I want to tell, let me just say this about this money order. Call it 1 sec. You guys, I know a lot of senior citizens use money orders. If you have parents who are seniors, make sure that you let them know this. Teach them how to take a picture of it, because just having that money order receipt is just not enough. Keep your receipts true enough, but take a picture of it, because that way you can get it faster, get it resolved faster. Because if you just give them the number of the money order receipt and you have to put a trace on it, it could take 6 to 8 weeks and you're still behind. Because they're saying they didn't receive that payment. Picture of it, and you can email them a picture of that money order. And then that means that you put the weight on them, then they got to trace it. You see what I'm saying?
That's like stepping on the gas, and the police ain't going to pull you over.
Yeah, you have. Once you show them a picture of that money order, it shows the number, the date, the cash register number, everything. And then they have to hold your bill. They have to consider your bill to pay for that month. And then that puts the weight on them. Then they have to be the ones to trace it. But if you just give them a number and they can't see nothing, the weight comes on you. You got to be the one that's got to trace that money order down and find out when did it get there, if it got there, of what. And if it didn't get there, then you kind of really up the creek. But if you got that money order picture, then you got a second blanket of security. So that was something that I learned too just recently last year. And I just wanted to pass it on to our listening audience. You know, with your check, it's a little bit different because you have that on your bank statement, you know. So you don't really have to take a picture of your check. But with these money orders, and one more thing about money orders, please try not to buy your money orders at these 7-Eleven stores, these gas station stores. Please try to buy your money order at a bank, a credit union, or a post office. Those are your best ones, because if something happens and you have to trace that money order, then you can get it traced faster, probably within 7 to 10 days. But if you get it from one of these gas station stores, most of the time those money orders are sold by
You're spending a dollar extra at the most. You're spending a dollar extra at the most for the one at the post office, you know, or at your bank.
But
it's an investment for the security blanket. You know, it's just like getting an alarm for your car, your house, you know, getting a firewall, for your cyberspace activity. It's right. It's a security blanket.
That's right. Well, we don't have any chat room visitors and video, No hands raised. Y'all have any questions? I forgot to ask. So we're going to take a little break. If y'all don't want to press one, then we're going to go ahead and end the show. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
The Cupboard Restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee is world famous for some of the best food and southern hospitality you'll ever find and is a celebrity favorite. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, The Cupboard Restaurant is located at 1400 Union Avenue, one block east of Cleveland, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Got a large group? Groups of any size are welcome, and catering is available. While you're there, pick up a copy of Charles Capella's world-famous cupboard cookbook. Check out their website at www.thecupboardrestaurant.com. That's The Cupboard Restaurant, 1400 Union, 901-276-8015. A proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
Bad credit can be a thing of the past. Things happen to all of us that causes financial distress in our lives, which results in us having bad credit. And in today's economy, you're only as good as your credit. So let the credit doctor help. We offer friendly, courteous, and confidential service. We will fix your credit, and you'll be able to buy a new home at 0 to 5% down. That's right. Slow credit, bad credit, no problem. Call me now, 901-355-2772. That's 901-355-2772. Representatives also needed if you are looking for a job. Get paid also for referring someone to us. The credit doctor. Call now, 901-355-2772. 901-355-2772. The Credit Doctor, a proud sponsor of the Emily Pearl Show.
Getting ready to go. Douglas, would you close us in prayer?
Yes, and on the platform of our show tonight, I want to choose a scripture before prayer. And there are many I could have picked from, but I'm going to pick James 4:11. And it says, "Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them
Hello? We can't hear you, Doug. What happened? Did you push your mute button? We can't hear you, Doug.
Okay. I don't know what happened. It blanked out. Okay. So sorry about that. Against our brother or sister or judges them, speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. And dear Lord God, Keeper of heaven and earth, Lord, there is so much arrogance and jealousy and self-righteousness in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord,
even the very things of discrimination, like cliques and in all forms of segregation.
Mm-hmm.
And what is so strange, Lord, is even the things that work against us as a whole of humanity also help to work against jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Because just imagine how jealousy would be if we were all just totally independent and we didn't have support networks.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the point of discriminating against the outside, because we do not know initially in many cases, because the devil can come as a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we need to use these as stepping stones that hold us together and bind us with hope that we can escalate our togetherness and even heal the arenas of segregation so that we can become a whole as humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ask these things in all of holiness above heaven and earth, beyond the cosmos and the realm of our understanding, the mighty creator that made this existence possible. So be it, and amen.
Amen. That was so encouraging and soothing and healing. Thank you so much. Well, to all of my pearls in the listening audience tonight, a pearl is defined as a precious thing. It is the finest example of something special. So it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. You, my pearl, are a precious thing. You are the finest example of someone special. All right. As we say around here in the Emily Pearl Studio, listen, don't hate them. Congratulate them. And if you deem it and mean it, I promise you, my pearl, everything good that you do. Well, what, ma'am?
Of course, it will come back to you.
To you. That's right. That's our time. We love you. We'll see you next week, same time, same station with the Teen Talkers next week. Good night. Say good night, Doug.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.